Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show.
You used a good word there, needs. And I think sometimes there's confusion about what is a need versus a preference. And we don't want to confuse the two of those. And sometimes people call something a need when it is actually just a preference. So if you want to talk about different ways to pay off debt, yeah. I think there's a lot of approaches.
Let's talk about that. I will say
one thing that's kind of an umbrella for all this. There's no real way to pay off debt that doesn't involve sacrifice.
Sure.
So if someone's listening to this and they think, well, you know, I'll pay off debt because I'll be wise enough. There's wisdom required, but you're going to have to sacrifice. There are things you're going to have to go without. There's purchases you previously made that you're going to have to stop purchasing. And because I know this goes by quickly, I'm going to give people two words that I think are great. And one word is free and the other word is used. And so there's actually, for the person that looks for it, lots of free things that we can do. And there are lots of wonderful used things that we can buy instead of new things. Yeah. And so for free things, I mean, whether it's going, I don't know if a zoo is always free, but, you know, or a museum or something like that, but or a picnic or a walk or going to the basketball court with your kids, there's, you know, or camping versus going on that expensive vacation, flying to who knows where. So if we're looking for things that are free or much cheaper, we don't have to spend $5,000 or $3,000 or something. And then the other thing with used is just kind of get, you mentioned earlier that you had really, I think it was the last episode, really enjoyed garage sailing. Yeah. Well, because we live in such a wealthy and opulent country, there are lots of people with a lot of stuff. They want to get rid of it. And there's a lot of really good things that you can find if you commit to not buying new unless it's really necessary.
Yeah. I love bargain shopping. It's so funny. My girls make fun of me actually all the time. They always tell me, they're like, Mom, you are so cheap. I'm like, I'm not cheap. I'm frugal. There's a difference between the two. And I can't stand to pay full price for things. The only thing I will say that I pay full price for is I'll buy a new shirt or something at like TJ Maxx or Ross, you know, and it's their full price, but it's not. And I love looking at the tags of the actual like merchandise tags to see how much it would have been in the department store. Like, well, it was $89 in the department store and I'm paying 12. I think I got a pretty good deal.
And I think that's great. I mean, that's one way to know that you're saving money there, and all the money that you're saving can then be put to debt. I think people need to look at, you know, live below their income. Yep. And I think there's this idea that you're doing really well if you live at your income, because then you're not increasing your debt.
And you mean actually, living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah. And to some people actually living at their income where they're not increasing their debt, they make, you know, $5,000 and they spend $5,000. Mm-hmm. That could actually be an improvement for the person who makes $5,000 and typically spends $6,000. But if we're going to get out of debt, if we make $5,000, we need to be spending like $4,000 or even $3,000.
Right.
And so that's when you talked earlier about budgeting. Yep. I mean, an honest budget says, this is how much I make. And if we need to pay off this much, you know, let's say $500 in debt per month, which many people can do, then we need to make sure we're only spending $4,500 per month. And so when you do that budget, however you need to work the numbers, whatever you need to give up to make sure that there's this amount that is set aside every month to put toward debt. And that's going to mean getting rid of things that you have, you know, enjoyed for years, and putting off the, you know, driving the used car to get more miles out of it before you think about that new vehicle. But you got to be really honest with the numbers. They don't lie. And if you want to put $500 toward debt, then that's $500 that has to be carved out of your monthly income to go to debt each month.
You know, we found when we moved from California, we had to sell all of our stuff, you know, most of our stuff that was in our house. It was so freeing. And I think that we live in a society that is so, like, we hoard things. We think we need more and more and more. And selling things and getting rid of stuff, it really frees us up for so many other things. But also it's a good way to bring in more income, because you can sell that bookshelf that's sitting in your garage and our debt will get paid off faster. And so I think, you know, so many people have things that are just useless in their homes that could be a blessing to someone else, and we can use those things to be able to pay off.
Yeah, I remember when you guys were in our driveway and you were opening the back of your Suburban, and you this is like your lives. Yeah. Your lives are literally in this. And you were talking to me, I think you talked about getting rid of your pom-poms. Is that correct?
Yes,
I remember that
yeah.
correctly. Yeah, you were talking about all the things you had to unload from your life and kind of how freeing, but it was like, oh, I've had these pom-poms, you know, all these years. And and so I kind of mentioned that because you made a good point. When I was writing my book, it came from sermons I preached in my church, and I was preaching on covetousness at Woodland Christian Church. And I learned that one of the fastest growing industries in our nation is actually storage units.
Oh, yeah.
It is a multi-billion dollar industry that is growing faster. You know, I think the amount of income for storage units literally is higher than Hollywood.
Wow.
Than movie revenue. Oh, I was shocked. The self-storage industry, it made $33 billion wow. in 2016. It's seen an 8% annual growth since 2012. 150,000 people employed, and the average American, it pays $100 per month. That means the average. So some people that pay a lot more.
Yeah.
And so what that means is we like have this stuff we probably have forgotten about. We don't even access it. We don't even, you know, remember that it's in that storage unit. You know, you're kind of driving down the road sometimes and you see all these storage units yep. and it's like, what is it that people wanted that they can't even access, that they probably forgotten about, but they're paying money every month. And some of this stuff, they might not have even paid it off yet. You know, they haven't even paid off the credit card they bought it with.
Right.
And so you can get to that point where your stuff kind of starts to own you.
Yep.
Your possessions possess you. They've done some studies about the anxiety that's caused by people having too much stuff. And so when because you have to organize it, if you buy the boat, and I'm not saying that people can't buy boats, but you buy the boat, then you feel like you have to use it. So there's a stress associated with making sure you're using all the stuff that you've purchased.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.